Government by continuing resolution is no fun for anyone. Plans get put on hold, strategies stall, and it's hard for contractors when the government holds back, afraid to overspend what might be appropriated. But early in a CR, which we're going to have probably in a couple of weeks, it can have some benefits. For more, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, I mean, we might as well admit it, nothing's going to be different this year regarding a CR. We just don't know exactly yet how long. But you're saying it is not necessarily all bad.
Not necessarily all bad, Tom, because if you know that it's going to be a slow time for government sales, then you can focus as a contractor on other things. You can focus on teeing yourself up to drive business for when the appropriated dollars do come through, for when agencies have money to spend on new projects. So if you know that the first quarter is going to be kind of keep the lights on business, keep the engine going in the same general direction, not a lot of excitement. Generate your own excitement. Generate your own buzz by going out and meeting with customers and showing them what's the latest model year that you have for your new technology. Go out and promote yourself so that you can use the time wisely for down the road.
I heard one CIO on a panel the other day talking about cybersecurity in this particular case, but he said that because of the needs that they have are so diverse in terms of technology, that they try to meet with about three vendors on average every single week. During a continuing resolution, it might be a good time to drive that number and make sure that you get seen then.
Well, I think that's a message for people in both industry and government, Tom. Right after the end of the fiscal year, there are a couple things that happen. One is certainly there are a lot of conferences and a lot of opportunities to educate yourself and to go out and expand your network. So those are good opportunities as well. But while you're expanding your network, talking about what the new technologies are, what the things, what latest developments in the commercial sector are, things of that nature, you can't assume that your government customer knows what the latest technology developments are. We've seen the articles over and over that suggests that the government has lost some degree of knowledge of what's happening in the technology market. So the role of the contractor in educating the customer is even more important.
I would think that just as you go into a sales call with some good idea of how your product can help the mission, if you're going in for a non-sales call, you should still educate yourself first on what it is that is important to that agency or to its mission, so you'll stand a better chance of getting that message across.
Well, that's an excellent point, Tom, and it's one that a lot of companies, even experienced contractors, take for granted. Many is the contractor who have gone into an agency to talk about, let's say, unified communications, only to find out that that particular agency customer has just implemented a unified communications project. Well, you know, they may love you, but you're a little late. So it always pays to do your homework. You want to make sure that you're making the best use of your time and you're making the best use of your customer's time. So doing a little research on what their priorities are, what their approximate spending allowances are going to be in a given time frame, those are all excellent ways to make sure that you're making good use of everyone's time. And Tom, that really leads to the likelihood that you'll be asked back and develop some trust with that agency.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and I want to switch gears here for a minute. You're writing that one of your clients said that her GSA, well, I said her, we don't know whether it's a he or a her, has a famous last name, which we won't say on the air, a name that coincides with someone who's female and famous, that their schedule is about to be, their GSA schedule is about to be canceled because of lack of sales, and they're telling you, this is un-American. Should I contract my congressperson? What's going on there?
A lot of contractors, Tom, feel that if the deck is stacked against them, the first call they're going to make is to their elected official. And the point I'm trying to make in the newsletter is that elected officials can be very useful and helpful, but they're really almost the option of last resort. You want to take every chance you can to get a dispute resolved inside the agency, go up the chain of command, which actually happens a lot more frequently than an individual contractor might understand. Working with multiple contractors, as I do, I see companies take things up the chain of command all the time. So using your elected official is something that can be beneficial. They will write a letter for you. They will make a phone call for you. They will attempt to get the agency to see your side of the story. But it also is something that can really slow the process down. And that's one reason why you don't want to have to use that option unless you really are out of other choices that you can make to try to resolve your problem.
And so who would you hear from at GSA if they were deciding to cancel your contract for low or lack of sales? Your contracting officer?
Contracting officer sends those letters. And Tom, even though we're talking here about an example, GSA right now is issuing many contract cancellation letters. So this is a real-time issue. I've asked GSA officials to whether or not there's a quota on how many contracts they have to cancel. They haven't responded to that question.
It's like the police, you know, if you ask them if there's a quota on traffic tickets.
Exactly the same thing. So I think that we have the opportunity to see more people saying, look, I've tried really hard to sell through my contract. I don't want it canceled. And if they can't get a successful resolution out of the contracting officer, well, they're going to go right to their congressman. And it's going to end up being the contracting officer in most cases that writes the letter back to the congressman that you're going to eventually see explaining why your contract was canceled.
And there's probably a rule there somewhere they can cite.
Right. Oh, right. Absolutely. You know, GSA is allowed to cancel contracts for low or zero sales after a certain period of time.
So who would you go to other between the contracting officer and your congressman? Is there someone you can appeal to?
Well, every contracting officer reports to a branch chief or branch director, and I think it's good to talk with those people. And the next person up the chain of command, Tom, is the center director. Those are people at the GS-15 level. They see things strategically, and in my experience, you can get a lot of issues resolved, whether it's contract cancellation, a modification issue, whatever it is, at either the branch chief or the center director level. And if you can't get satisfaction there, while you can go to your congressman or you could go to the commissioner's office, chances are, once you get that center director's word, that's going to be the last word. And going to the congressman may give you some sense of comfort, but it may not change the outcome.
So if the center director says, okay, we'll let you on for another year, then you better go out and sell something.
That's right, because if that's they've made an exception for you, and at the end of the year, your time's up if you haven't generated at least $25,000 in business.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, appreciate the opportunity. I wish your listeners happy selling.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.